This is Real Talk, where all walks of life come together for thoughtful, constructive conversation. No arguments, no debate, just transparency. I'm John Warden, and this is Real Talk. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk. I hope this morning finds you with a blessing all around you, whatever that looks like in your world. And I want to thank you for tuning in here. And I'm real excited about this show this morning. I got some great gentlemen surrounding me here. We're going to talk through some processes. As we do on Real Talk, we come in here and we bring items to you. Now, everybody knows what social media is, and everybody knows what the items we are, and everybody's got an opinion in today's world. But as I'm going to make some introductions here in a minute, but I'm going to give you the synopsis of where we are. In here with me are some business owners. To my left is Mr. Char Adams. I'm going to let everyone greet you in a moment, with Madison Insurance Company. Man I'm known for a good bit of time, a good man, good businessman, done a lot of business with him. In front of me is Mr. Benny Edders, and I've known Benny for a lot of years, back in the days of Comfort Systems and all the way back into those days. So, and he is with AirTech Heating and Air, fine gentleman. And to my right is Jonathan Brown, Jonathan Brown Electric. These are all good men here, and we're here to talk about one subject. Again, I'm going to let them introduce themselves here in a minute, and we're going to talk about cyberbullying. But we're going to take it from a different idea. We're not going to come from the idea of how it's done. Last week's program, we talked a lot about how we can attack one another and how we use that and all the problems with younger generations and all this other. We want to come at you from a business point of view. We want to give you our take on sometimes being the receiving end of some things that happen. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Char again. Char, tell us a little bit about you and your company.
Yeah, my name's Char Adams. I'm with Madison Insurance Group. We're here in Rock Hill on River Chase Boulevard. Business has been around. Started in a defunct donut shop in East Tennessee in 1972. We've grown into what's called a super regional. We're all over the Southeast. Farthest office as out west is Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're happy to be here with John. John's been someone I've known for over a decade now, and fantastic people here at this table with me. I've known all these folks for a little while, so I'm just happy to be here.
Mr. Benny Edders, tell us about you, brother.
Good morning, John. I'm Benny Edder with AirTech Heating and Air. I've been doing heating and air for 40-plus years. Started AirTech back in 1994. We do mainly residential heating and air, some commercial, specialize in service and repair, a little bit of new construction. Glad to be here with John. Known John for probably 40 years. Great guy. Just glad to be here and have this discussion with him.
Hey, and to my right, needs no introduction, Uptown Jonathan Brown. Here he is.
Well, good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on. I'm Jonathan Brown Electric. I've been around in the community with my business for going on about 15 years. I've been doing this work in the trade for probably over 30 years now. I started when I was 13 and have been working in it ever since. I sit here at a table with a masterful group of gentlemen who've been in business, and it is an absolute pleasure to be a part of this group, have the chance to speak with you and know you. I've known quite a few of you, known of y'all for a long time. Y'all are staple point names in the community, and it just is a real honor to sit here at the table with all of you.
Let's jump in the middle of this. It is an honor. And gentlemen, I'm the one, and I appreciate your beckon and your call to come in here and take away from your busy schedules out serving the public and doing what you do, and you do it well. Because again, that's one of the reasons I wanted you here to address this. And mainly what we're going to talk about today, guys, is reviews. Now, everybody has a cell phone, it seems like, in today's world. If not, you have a computer system that has it as close proximity. And so with real quick entities and real quick apps and real easily, you can leave reviews, good or bad, whatever it may work, however it may handle, whatever suits sometimes. Let's be real, whatever suits your mood. And so in that situation here, we sometimes as business owners are on the reciprocating end. We receive the indication. We're seeing these things and receiving the information. And I'll agree that a lot of it is positive feedback because we want to be better. But what we're really want to talk about is really an activity that we're running into, gentlemen, is that kind of an old-fashioned way of doing things. And, you know, the first thing I want to do is I want to read a little paragraph that was wrote up. And some we may agree of and some we don't in terms of its ideas. But let's make this statement first. Let me read this. Reviews should be taken extremely seriously. They act as a digital storefront for your business. I think everybody would agree with that. Directly dictating consumer trust, local search rankings, and purchasing decisions. They are a critical component of modern brand reputation, requiring careful monitoring and management. Now, I don't know that there's a lot of that statement that I disagree with, but I will tell you that, yes, these are part of key components with dealing with the public. That's part of it. And the key to with any type of situation is that the components that we work with under is a lot of us is an old school kind of mentality of how to deal with things. And so what we're addressing here is, again, everybody can read a review that you may lead on some business, a restaurant, and we'll talk through some of those things in the next half hour, and other businesses trying to be in some ways helpful, some ways warning, sometimes assassinating, let's be real, reputations of these businesses. And so we want you to hear it from our business side. Now, in no means am I suggesting that anyone in this room has anything to be concerned about or I deem them to be unsuitable. They wouldn't be in here. I think these are gentlemen and their reputations precede them as excellence and the ability to work through any issues. So in our world, what we're looking for, we're going to address some of these issues, and I want to get some viewpoints from around the table. You know, the percentages say, before we do that, that it's very important that most consumers, if they don't know you, are going to go by these reviews to determine whether or not they want to be a patron of your establishment or to deal with you in one way or another. Now, everybody in the room has got an idea on how that happens. And again, I'm going to go ahead and vouch for them ahead of time and tell you that never seen anybody in this room that wouldn't stand up and take part of or come to a point where we can get a solution from a reasonable expectations come no matter what it is. But I want you guys to share some of your experiences, be open and candid. This is real talk. There's nothing to point us against or take away. I'm doing a lot of talking up front, but I'm going to let you guys take the floor here in just a second. Char, I'm going to start with you. What have you seen in your industry, the insurance industry, and different things you do? What have you seen in things happen in your world that you want to share with us?
Yeah, for as far as online reviews are concerned, they're very important. People. So when I first got into this, I started doing insurance in college, which has been longer than I'd like to admit ago. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people used to come in the office. The office was a place where you'd walk in from going on an appointment and there'd be three or four customers, maybe somebody sitting on a couch reading a newspaper. The insurance office was a place that people would go and pay their insurance bill. Today, it's all online. EFT set up, you know, get EFT set up, it, automatic drafts. We don't have as much of those face-to-face interactions. So online reviews, of course, are very important to our, particularly our business. I will say, you know, as somebody who has to answer those reviews and look at them and read them and take the criticisms, a lot of times they're not fair. There is no office that is in my purview that if a customer is angry, I will not speak to them. I will speak to them. I will give them my cell phone number. They can call me back anytime. I will become immediately available to a client that's upset.
And I can attest to that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and the idea that the only way to get recourse with to a, you know, a business that you feel like's done a poor job is to go online and leave a blurb Number one, it's not going to probably fix your problem. And number two, it's not fair to the business owner or the people that work in that business. You know, it's let us fix the problem. That's all we ask.
It'd be better to reach out and make a phone call.
Call us.
Than it would be to leave a review, because we're more likely to answer that phone and take that than it is to see a review, because half the time we're so busy in the day-to-day muck of running a business, we're not looking at the reviews online. If you want to get a response, you pick up and call our office, and you'll get a person on the phone, and you say, hey, I got an issue. I'd like to speak to somebody. I guarantee you, in most of our businesses here, you'll get somebody.
That's right,
now,
Johnson.
Mind you, we are all business owners, and a lot of us are working in it, so it might take a minute. You might not get somebody within the first 5 minutes, but you'll get a phone call.
Yes.
I assure you.
You go get a whole lot quicker than waiting on somebody to find the review,
yeah.
Respond to the review, and then the longer it takes to respond to review, then the customer's going to get upset because you didn't respond within 5 minutes. So absolutely, make that phone call.
Make that phone call, because we're more apt to be willing to help and resolve a problem. I can tell you personally, as my company, Jonathan Brown Electric, I tell my customers all right off the bat, when you call in, Michelle, who answers the phone, she is an absolute doll. She is a big part of my business.
I can attest to that.
I can tell you, she's amazing.
She's wonderful.
That woman is an angel that dropped down out of heaven and is just a godsend for me to have at my business. Now, that being said, when she talks to people, she'll tell you, if you ever have a problem, a concern, an issue, please call and let us know. And she is the absolute first person to be willing to jump on any issue to get it resolved. And I can assure you, if she can't resolve it, the next phone call is then to me. And by God, I will find a resolve one way or another to fix it. And we take our customers and our customer service serious, because as I tell my guys, the customer service is the number one most important thing. The turning of the wrench that we do, while it's as important in the craftsmanship has to be there, the service is important. And that service is taking care of a customer and getting a review is an important component. And if you got an issue, you call and we resolve it. But if you don't call us, you just drop a review online. That hurts us for no reason. And we never got an opportunity to hear about it and respond. And sometimes if you look at these reviews, this is the other problem that's real difficult on that case. A lot of people have screen names. You drop a review, we don't even know who you are, because your name may be Big Mama Number 3, and how are we supposed to know what customer that is? You know, I mean,
how'd you know my email?
Hey, listen, John, I mean, I read it once.
No. Thank you.
But I mean, if you want to get a response, by all means, give us a call. Give us an opportunity. We're here to help, and we're here to do this. But those negative reviews, sometimes they're just outright like gut punches in the side. For me personally, I take it personal, because my name's on the business. Literally is, you know. And yeah, as I tell folks, the buck stops with me. And any bad review, in a sense, there, for me, that's like a personal attack, and that hurts. And I am first to find out what's wrong, what happened, where did it go wrong. Two things it allows me to do is figure out what went wrong, but also I'll figure out a way to address and adjust my business to make it better. But if the customer don't give us the opportunity, well, what good can we do? If you just throw a review and we got to spend weeks to find it.
It works the communication backwards. Actually, you put a dead end to an issue instead of opening up a can of worms to get a resolution. You know, Benny, you and I are the elder statesmen in the room, so we've been doing this a while, and we're from the point where we stand in front of a customer and say, just tell me what you need. Just tell me what it is. And we're not going to get into what's the level of pleasability with customer base. Okay, we can talk about that. There are some people whose level of I'm pleased varies on any level. So in that, you're dealing with an ever-moving spectrum of people. Share an experience, Benny, that seems to work with you, of your resolution or how you handle things at your company.
Well, first of all, I will tell people this right up front, you know, we are not perfect. You know, we strive to be perfect, but there's only been one perfect person on this world. We all know who he was.
Amen to that.
And I'm nowhere close to that. So if you have an issue, call us. And we will resolve, go above and beyond everything we can to resolve that problem. Because, you know, the cost of an extra service call or whatever it takes to resolve that problem is a whole lot cheaper than you giving me a bad review.
Well, you know, and I love that, Benny, because honestly, mad doesn't really resolve anything.
It resolves nothing.
All it does is create an atmosphere of impassibility. You can't get past what people are mad over. Now, I understand upset. So it's a world of faceless communication, Char. In your world, when you get these reviews and these things, it's faceless.
Yes.
Nobody's standing you in the eye, and it's not confrontational. You know, you can learn a lot from a gentleman walking in and say, Benny, I love you, but the guys did this and this. Or, John, the guys did this, but they left this and this. And I go, you know what, sir? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Those type of applications and face-to-face applications give us value. And every man at this table and every person in business and under our ears are going to say to you, we welcome that, okay? But we can't do it by review. What we're asking you for is to reach out to us, let me put a face to the issue, and let's get to something in a very calm, gentle way. And in that, because, again, and I'm going to add this point, and guys, you can touch to this. Jonathan, how many kids you got?
I got three, sir.
How many you got? Benny?
Total of four.
And how many grandkids?
Two.
Char?
Two.
So, and I got a whole bunch. I got seven and seven. I got seven kids and little ones going to school and all this other. So understand that we are grazing our families and grandchildren in this community. We live here. We care about this community. We serve the community. Not everything in most job situations here, and I want to point this out, and you say, well, that's just your choice. That's what you've chosen. Well, that's true. And sometimes servanthood isn't always that easy, okay? It's just not.
But the thing is with us living in this community and our children and our families are part of this community, these reviews are sometimes something that take off on your family. Like my daughter, who's in middle school going to high school, she is a young teenage child who has access to the internet, and she can look up stuff. You start looking at reviews and things like that, and she sees that's dad's business. And if there's, vicious, reviews that are left, she can take that personal and get hurt and then not understand where it's coming from and why. And that would hurt her feelings. And if people say something like that to her while she's at school, which has absolutely nothing to do with her, it'll create harm to her. And for what? Right. And now, mind you, I strive to keep great reviews and handle problems so we don't have that, which if you look at our reviews, there's always going to be some in there that people have issues. But we resolve any and every issue that we're given the opportunity to. But still, you think about it. You think about your children who are going to see something. If somebody just leaves something vicious and mean just to do so, well, how does that affect the other ones and the children and stuff? Now, if you take, for example, a school teacher, right? They don't got review platforms for them that the whole public and everybody gets to see. How would a teacher feel?
Oh, boy, we can go down that trail here in a minute.
How would a teacher feel if she got a review left online and said, all this one, and now she's got to go to school face all these kids who read this, right?
Well, or the general public. If we went out there and had the option. Now, public, I don't want you mad at us here, but this is just, if we had the option of creating a space for consumer review, and we got to rate exactly how we felt about how possibly we could have been treated or otherwise. Now you say, well, man, you're being awful risky there. Well, no, there's always two sides of a story. That's why we have in this country something called due process. So when these things are posted, gentlemen, I think we'll agree, and Char, I'm gonna have you speak at that. When this thing is posted, are we to the point where now we're guilty no matter what, and we're demanded a response without any sort of mediation, if you will, without a face-to-face thing? That's what we're really talking about in the room is, guys, if you're having a problem, come face-to-face, sit with us. Come sit down in any location, anywhere. And boy, if you need me, I'll be at one of their places, or they'll come here, or whatever we got to do as a community. And we're not ganging up on the public. What we're saying is we're here to serve you. We're here to love you. We're here to get through. We're here to make a living. We're here to do that. We don't do this. The rewards sometimes aren't as great as the public may think. Well, you see, you got all this and that. And I'm like, yeah, and I got a payment and a problem and all that behind each other. And one other thing I'll add, Char, before I get to you is this. We all have people that work with us and for us. Inevitably, you're not just affecting us. You're affecting their livelihood too.
Yes.
Char?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like the, that's a wild idea that we would have a website where you could just like post your review of the customers. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They do have it in China.
They have that in China.
They do have it in China. Well, you know, I can't speak on what every man and woman out there does, but I can tell you, if I go to a restaurant and I get bad, the food's bad, it's poorly prepared, I don't go online and leave a nasty review. I pay my bill, I leave the appropriate tip for the waitress because she didn't prepare the food, and then I call the location when they're not in the middle of lunch rush, and I talk to the manager, and I explain to them what happened so that they can make their business better. Because ultimately, that's what we want. We want better businesses that we do business with as a community. And you have to give the businesses an opportunity to improve, fix their mistakes. You just give them a chance to fix their mistakes before you go online and slander them. You know, it's not helping anyone. And maybe, sure, there's some catharsis there for somebody that's going to feel a little better, you know, tearing into somebody. But, you know, that's not me, and I don't think that's most of the people listening. Most people don't want to just hurt people to make themselves feel better. They usually have legitimate complaints. They just really don't know the best way to voice them. I feel like a lot of the public really don't. They don't know what to do. They don't know who to talk to or how to even proceed. Make a phone call. Talk to us. That's how you proceed.
Absolutely. And well, as you can hear, we're busy men because the phone's ringing in the background around here. That's just how it works. You can't cut these things off. Listen, Russ never sleeps. And these gentlemen here, and I can attest from my guys, it's not 8 to 5. That's not how this works here, Benny.
No.
What's your average day look like?
Usually 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
And, you know, talking about the reviews, you know, a lot of people, they don't even look at the actual reviews. They just look at your stars. And if that's all they're looking at,
that's a good point.
They're not getting the whole story. You know, I had someone leave a bad review for me because one of my trucks pulled in front of them at the McDonald's drive-thru. how do you even respond to that? And that was from, you know, Big Mama 45. So I don't.
I get it. But buy the man a Big Mac. Yeah, would you just please just buy the man a Big Mac?
I don't know how to respond to that. And, you know, like Char was saying, restaurants, they get a bad rap. And we're not here just talking about doing this for us. We're talking about doing this for all the businesses in Rock Hill, for any business. Restaurants really get a bad rap around here. They're constantly getting bad reviews. And, you know, probably most of them are not – they're just not deserved.
I agree with that.
Yeah. They're just not deserved. So really – Talk to people. That's all you have to do. That's all we're asking.
Part of the problem, we live in such a faceless society. It's so easy to hide behind the shell of anonymity with a phone and a review, say, you know, cases, and just absolutely lambaster people in the sense with it. And just it's not that it's bad to leave a review if it's a distinctive point for correction. A fair and legitimate review is absolutely needed, right?
I agree.
The place 100%, was yes. The place was great. The service was okay. The food was decent, but could use improvement. And you leave an honest review. That's an attempt at making a correction, right? But to just go on there and these people were just trashy and mean and this and there. That's just being mean. There's no point in that. That's just somebody taking an opportunity to just throw out frustration in a platform that's going to hurt and destroy people. And that's what some of this stuff goes down to, is some people legitimately go out with the intent to just cause harm. And, you know, it's like on social media, if you got a Facebook account and they talk about cyberbullying, somebody goes on there and they start posting all kinds of bad things about you as an individual. Well, how does that make you feel? What can you do Absolutely. About it? You can't change it. You can't get it off there. You can't get rid of it. Well, with the business, you know, those are kind of like a personal attacks on us. All we're asking is before you go personally attack us, give us an opportunity to fix it if there's a real problem. Now, some people, well, you're not going to make happy. Some folks just want to attack.
You can't please everybody. Some of them are faceless. You mentioned That's faceless right. here. You know, we're winding down the show, guys, and I really enjoyed this, and we could go so much deeper. Some of these, and we've had a few of them, we can't even find in our database, and we got about 75,000 people in our database, and we don't even know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of that's an attack for other algorithm issues and other competition, and we've seen that in the past, and you try to get those removed. And then all those things that we're looking at here. So, and again, the value of the most important thing of aspect of all of this is, it's not just assassination of reputation. Let me tell you something, guys. I take it seriously how I'm viewed. The Word of God says that there's nothing more valuable than a good name.
Absolutely. Okay.
So Amen. When you operate under those substance and you're walking under that within a high integrity, like the men in this room, we're here to do nothing more than give you everything we've got, and sometimes beyond what is even reasonable. And remember this, consumer. Greatest thing you have is not the power of the pen. It's where you spend your money. If you get treated that badly somewhere, just don't go back there. You don't have to assassinate that. You don't have to break them down. You don't have to destroy families. You don't have to cause arguments. You don't need to. We don't need anything else, and neither do you out there, public world, need anything else that adds stress.
That's right.
We got enough of it in the world.
We got enough of that. Char, quick closing comment.
Yeah, no. The point of the review system is to make businesses better and to make our community better. And, you know, and like Jonathan said, it's valid reviews are very important. And, you know, but before you post, just keep in mind, you can always talk to us and we will talk to you and we will make it right if it's at all possible. And every man here will do the same, for yes. sure.
Yeah, you know, I'm just part of the community, and I like to have good reviews, but my reputation means more to me than anything, that's and right. I don't want to hide from you when I see you at the grocery store. So
that's a great way to put it.
That's kind of my opinion.
I'm the same way. I mean, I live and I'm a part of this community. I stay in this community. I'm growing in this community. And my name is literally the business. And so, frankly, if you got a problem, I would rather you come to me and let me solve it, because I would rather be able to stand face to face and toe to toe with you in any store, in any place, and look you in the eye and know that I've made the honest and best attempt to resolve any problem you've had, if you've got one, before we've gone down a road of just beating somebody up with a review. I mean, if you give us a chance, I promise you, we'll make every attempt to make it right, because that's what we're here to do. As I tell everybody, I'm here to serve and to help. I'm sure not here to take advantage.
Guys, the show's real talk. Gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for the time around the table and also your wisdom and your experiences. And again, we're talking to Char Adams with Madison Insurance Group. We're talking to Benny Edders, AirTech Heating and Air. We're talking to Jonathan Brown Electric. On behalf of myself, John Warden, I will tell you that these gentlemen and what they represent is and their policies and their workmanship and their character and their reputation, I would be honored to have any of them to have do work with me or for me.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. I don't even think about quick, didn't I?
Real Talk is sponsored by Champion Services Incorporated, your local remodel and restoration company, and the Red Door Church. If you're interested in sponsorship or you have a story you want to share or want to be a part of this program, contact us at reachus.realtalkradio@gmail.com.